Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Dads know dad stuff. I don't know dad stuff. Dads know about roads. I don't know about roads. Every time I go to my dad's house, he's like, you took 85 down here? Interstate? South? You probably took 20, took 20 east and 285, you took 75? Is that what you did? Yes. Yes, Dad, I took the roads. I took the only roads that lead to your house. I don't know why we have to... I don't know. Dads love roads.
Monday, December 1st, 2025, and it's the wake up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Gavin, Katie, Kevin, and we are here, and so are you. So let's do the damn thing.
Being that it's December 1st, this is just a reminder.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a public service announcement.
To look for your elf as it has flown in from the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are somebody who might have forgotten that, this is your reminder. You get what I'm saying.
106.5 The End. It's the wake up call.
One of the most beloved movies of all time when it comes to Christmas is Elf. And there is a company that is running a contest where they want you to make Elf pasta. Remember from the movie?
Oh, the spaghetti with the candy.
And syrup. Yep, yeah, exactly. They want to see who can make the best. And there is a big cash prize on the line for whoever does that. So, of course, Kevin won brought this to my attention, and two, desperately wants to win that cash prize.
Okay. Absolutely. $2,500. Take my money.
That would change your life.
Yeah. So
he said, take my money.
I know.
You don't get the
how to win this contest.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. What is your game plan here?
The idea of this contest is to recreate the dish to make it look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, maybe why don't I use AI to do it? Because they just want you to submit a photo. Like, I could make...
Wait, it has nothing to do with taste or anything? It's just a visual contest?
Yeah. So instead of buying, like, my spaghetti and all the ingredients, I'll just boil a bed of spaghetti.
Okay.
And then take a picture of that and then go into AI and tell them to add stuff to it, make it look better, add candy, add glisten.
Does AI do that?
AI should do it. It can do anything.
So you haven't looked into this at all?
I haven't, but I feel like there's a program where you just describe a picture and it'll make it for you.
I gotta tell you, what we're describing here isn't something that requires expensive ingredients.
This isn't... Yeah? Candy? Maple syrup?
You could get that at the dollar store.
I'm not doing dollar store stuff. They can see right through the ingredients.
Okay, but they can't see through the fact that it's probably two-dimensional.
All right, well, Kevin, I know that you haven't looked into this at all, as you just said. You probably should. I've gone, well, the top AI photo generator that's free, at least, I've gone on here and typed in spaghetti with candy, and all it's doing is giving me pictures of spaghetti.
What? Gonna do a free one. You have to pay a little, get a little.
Why would you spend money on an AI app when you could spend money on the ingredients and make it for real?
Okay, but then that doesn't ensure me a win. Now, if I spend $50 on an AI...
$50?
Listen, an AI generator that's $50, it'll give me a picture that will for sure win the 2,500 contest. Okay. If I make it myself, I don't know if it's gonna look good.
What happened to the confidence we all know and love about you?
That's fine. Broke confidence.
He's Captain Shortcut. If he can find...
Is that an app?
I have to remind you of something. You're a college graduate.
Yeah, that's why I thought of this genius idea.
No. I'm concerned so much about your money-making schemes that we've come up with over the years. You applied to live in a lighthouse because if they found the right person, they'd pay you an extraordinary amount of money just to live in a lighthouse.
Yeah.
You, what are some of the other...
Class action lawsuits.
That's what it was.
Can't forget those.
That's what it was.
Yeah. $5 here and there.
You have fraudulently submitted claims.
Not fraud.
You, Kevin? Some of them you have not been products that they
I
were
would
not...
say fib, not fraud. Maybe, oops, I added an extra zero.
Okay.
Sorry. So like Captain Crunch gets recalled. He gets online. How many boxes of Captain Crunch did you buy? 60.
Right.
100.
Oops, I added.
Yeah.
Okay.
I added a zero.
Soon to be indicted on federal charges of fibbing.
It's very Kevin to be like, I don't have enough money. Okay, well, then you should probably put the time in. Well, I'm not going to do that.
Well, all right. It's always looking for shortcuts. Why don't you just type into an AI photo generator, win me money? Have you tried that?
Yeah, because they give you some illegal stuff that you could do to win money.
Have you gone to like ChatGPT and said, how can I get rich quick?
I did. And
what did it say?
They said, start your own business. Like, what? You need money to start business.
I mean, that is true. You do.
Oh, God.
And then another one was get a college degree. I have that.
You've got two.
It's not doing nothing for me.
Right.
I need something else.
I mean,
By the way, he's not wrong.
I tell you, I tried it.
I just typed into ChatGPT, how can I get rich quick? The very first sentence is, well, there's no guaranteed way to get rich quick, but here are some tips. Number one, start your own business.
I told you.
Oh, my God.
Number two, invest in stocks.
Yeah, I tried that, too.
All right. Number three, you invested in crypto. There's a big difference. Number three, develop valued skills. And number four, save and invest wisely.
Okay, but you're screwed.
Number five, though, Kevin, this is yours. Take advantage of opportunities.
See?
And here we are at the Elf Pasta Making Contest.
Yep, there you go.
If that's not an opportunity, I don't know what is.
106.5
VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
One more Christmas phone scam before the season's over, a new one. And we're calling Sophia. Now, Sophia posted on Facebook that she was looking for people in her neighborhood to go caroling with. And who is going to respond to that? But it is Cannon with a K. And he can't wait to audition for her over the phone.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Is this Sophia?
This is Sophia. May I ask who's calling?
Hey, my name's Cannon. That's pronounced with a K. And I saw your Facebook ad saying that you were looking for singers for your Christmas choir. And I'm calling to say that I was looking for just an occasion for me to kind of get back out there, do my thing. I'm a singer. I've been a singer for my entire life. So where can I show up and when is our first performance?
Okay. Well, it's lovely to meet you. I'm actually not looking for professional singers. This is just like a fun neighborhood thing, like a meetup.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a professional singer. I've never been a professional singer, mostly because, politics, it's all who you know, and I don't know who you know, you know?
Oh, well, I don't know anyone. I'm not part of the industry at all.
You're right. Yeah. No, me either. That's why you and I make such a good team, you know? So, okay. So when do we rehearse?
No. There's nothing like that. There's no rehearsal. This is, like I said, it's just like a fun neighborhood meetup. Like, it's just really for the people on my block. And we're going to do it together. I'm not sure how you saw my post.
It was shared. Somebody tagged me in a share. I think that's how it works.
Tagged you? Okay.
Yeah, because they know I'm a singer. They know I'm a singer. So, what town do you live in again?
I'm in Orangevale. I don't know where you are, but like I said,
I live there too. I'm in Orangevale too. So that worked out.
Isn't that convenient? You know what, Kenan? How about I keep your number, and when we have more details and I know exactly what's going on, then I can give you a call back and see if you're still available.
Well, my big worry is that we're running out of time, you know, because it's already the Christmas season. Right. So maybe I should just sing for you like a little bit, like so you can hear.
Oh,
so you can hear like what I'm capable of. Okay. Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby. You know the song, sing it with me. So hurry down the chimneys tonight. And then you can go like, that's how I'm envisioning when we're going caroling.
Like I would do the instrumentals.
Right.
No, that is quite a vision.
Thank you. Yeah, and you don't even know what I look like, but I'm hot. So, like, especially doing a song like that, though, like where it's sexual in nature, I think it's really going to be effective.
Ooh, you know what? Unfortunately, I have an appointment that I need to get to. So this has been so lovely talking to you, and I really appreciate you giving me a call.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank
we
you.
Wish you a Merry Christmas, and then you go do, and I go Happy New Year. Maybe harmonize with me. Pull your weight. What?
Okay. Well, I have to get going. So Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right. Christmas then, and I'll wait to hear from you. Okay.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. One more thing that before you get going, none of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call.
Oh my God.
On 106.5 The End, none of it's real. You're on a phone scam.
I was about to flip out on whoever tagged this person. I was like, why?
Your sister Morgan's the one who actually emailed me and wanted me to do this.
She's in so much trouble. Ooh, you just wait.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so Black Friday this year was bigger than it was last year. Black Friday, by the numbers, actually did pretty well.
Like in person or just in general?
In person.
Wow, I didn't think that was something we did.
Yeah, Black Friday, total haul was, looks like $8 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. So we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We did it. Except for one company who really, as it was described in some online blogs, burned their fan base, and that was Target. I would like to play for you.
Probably customer base, not fan base.
Doesn't it feel like Target?
Well, you know what? You got
they've
me.
Got fans.
Yeah.
I'd like to play for you this news report about what Target did on Black Friday. And as you hear this, if you were somebody that actually went to Target or know somebody who went to Target on Black Friday and this happened to them, call or text us, 916-909-1065.
Hundreds of shoppers stood outside freezing before sunrise, all for the exclusive swag bag promised to the first 100 people in line.
So a swag bag was promised to them. Okay, I'm going to play the rest of this and then I'll tell you more about the swag bags.
Employees hyped it up like a VIP event. They handed out hot chocolate, gave safety speeches, and passed out numbered tickets. One shopper even scored ticket number 2 and thought the suffering was finally going to pay off. But when the doors opened and people calmly walked in, reality hit fast. The holographic swag bags looked nice on the outside until they were opened. Inside, a couple of drink pouches, 2 generic note cards, and a dusty lip gloss that looked like it had been kicked across the stockroom floor. That was the premium Black Friday gift people froze for. The crowd felt scammed, calling it the most underwhelming swag bag in Target history. What was advertised like a $50 value giveaway turned out to be $3 of random clearance items tossed in a bag.
That's messed up.
Okay, now I'm not a Black Friday shopper, so I don't know how long the swag bag things has been a thing. Like they reference
I've
a Target.
I've never heard of it before.
They reference the Target has done this for many years.
Yeah.
Kevin, you seem like a Black Friday shopper, or at least you were. Okay, so are these swag bags common, and have they been common for a while?
I think so, yeah. It's the first, it's to get people lined up for their
well,
store.
Sure.
To
but
come in.
Usually it's not anything good. It's like just some grab bags and then a few gift cards or some mystery items.
Okay, so, but I heard, though, that that wasn't the case with a lot of places this year. Lowe's, for instance, had swag bags that had $160 worth of stuff in there, and each person that got one was in the running for a $2,000 free appliance.
Okay.
That's big. That's a real big incentive to get your ass into a store on Black Friday. That being said, though, am I the only person that thinks this is hysterical? On you, the customer.
Okay, I will say, if you don't know what you're gonna get, then you can't be shocked if it's something bad because you didn't know. You gambled. You went to the casino and put your money in a slot machine and hoped that it would give you money back.
But what if the casino in years past did give you money back?
There are people that win at casinos.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're allowed, Target's allowed to give you nothing.
Well, that's the thing. Now, I will say this. Kind of shame on Target.
Okay.
Target's doing real well.
Yeah.
Okay. I know for myself and every other middle-aged woman, we can't go there to get the thing we went there for. We have to go there for the thing we went there for, and then like 9 other things.
Right, right.
So Target's got money. They could have absolutely, for 100 bags, I understand it's all over the store. All over the country. I understand they have many stores. They still could handle it. They thought the value would be $50. That's not that much money. The other thing is, Target's already had very bad PR this year after they canceled their DEI program.
I mean, that's true.
So
sadly, not with everybody, but yes,
well,
I agree.
Okay, it doesn't, even if it's not with everybody, the truth of the matter is there are people that won't even shop at Target anymore.
Right.
So this could have been an opportunity to get a bunch of attaboys.
Kevin, what do you think about this?
I wouldn't wait out in this cold. It was too cold for it. Even for $50 swag bags.
Right?
No, you got me messed up.
2 degrees and you're poor.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Self-inflicted, guys.
So, but have you ever gone somewhere, though, that did promise a swag bag?
I did, and it was very upsetting.
And there was nothing, like, you don't know what's inside. You just see swag bag, and you're like, I am going to do this. And then were you disappointed by what was in it?
No, I was pissed.
You were pissed.
So you were disappointed.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't you have a moment where you're disappointed by what's in a mystery swag bag and think to yourself, this is a little on me.
No. Because really? If they advertised a swag bag, get me something good. Okay? If I'm going to wait and risk my life for hypothermia.
I will say, I'm seeing pictures online, and it's like pack, not even boxes, packages of like, what's the thing that hydrates you that you put in your water?
Oh,
liquid IV.
Yeah.
It's like the little skinny
the samples
packs
of it. Yeah.
Okay. It's like a bunch of those.
It was like, it was all clearance items and it was all like
there is
$5
better stuff
below
in the $3 to $5
right
section when you first walk
section
in. It wasn't even like the cute little velvet reindeer decoration.
Right, right.
Throw a candle in there.
I'm just, if I was the CEO of a company, especially one like Target, I would think, these people are coming anyway. They're coming anyway. Why do we even need to do the swag bag
really
thing?
Because you want good TikToks. That's why.
They didn't. They got the opposite.
Exactly. So that's the answer to your question.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
The Kardashians, now apparently a medical show, as on the latest episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian got some medical news, and it ain't good. They had her brain scanned. I don't quite understand why they had her brain scanned, but it came back with some alarming and disturbing data.
What are those holes?
Yeah, I don't like that. So with the...
You don't want to hear a doctor ever say that, by the way.
No, you got holes in the brain, bitch.
Yeah, and then just going, yeah, I don't like that.
So what the holes mean is low activity. Compared to this one, the front part of your brain is less active than it should be. With your frontal lobes as they work now, it would be harder to manage stress.
So, okay. Listen.
So this is a stress management thing, not like an intelligence thing.
Right. But okay. Regardless, though, I don't want to be told by a doctor that there are parts of my brain not working.
No, certainly not.
According to the more of this doctor, because I have more if you guys want to hear the...
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Well, then here's the rest of that.
That's not good for you, especially as you're studying and you're getting ready to take the boards.
That just can't be. It just can't. Not accepting.
For whatever reason, you're not getting... And it could be the chronic stress that you've been under, trying to think about taking the boards in a couple of months and studying 10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention all the other things that go on in your life.
Yeah.
But we have to make it better.
I got to get on a plan to really figure this out.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, now, if you're somebody who's wondering what kind of stressful hardships Kim Kardashian endures in her life, there's actually been kind of a lot lately. She's had her years-long effort to become a lawyer,
okay.
And apparently that's not going well. Her business ventures, I would imagine that's pretty stressful as well. And let's not forget dealing with Kanye, who might have his own brain holes.
Right. And on top of, I mean... you're constantly being scrutinized.
Yep.
Your schedule is go, 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 go. There's a camera in your face for your entire life.
And let's not forget also that earlier in the fall, Kim Kardashian revealed that she had a quote unquote little aneurysm.
That's right.
So like, if I was her and I had this, first of all, wouldn't want it on the show.
Okay.
Second of all, I would be terrified, even if it was stress related. Just if, like, first of all,
I think it's the term holes in the brain. That's the scariest part.
The super scary to be told there's parts of my brain not firing, not being active.
I'll be honest though, I've been here.
You've been where?
I've been in a situation where I had to learn that my brain was not okay.
What?
Through 23andMe.
What did it tell you?
Well, yeah. You and I did 23andMe at the same time.
Remember, it told me I had a below average nonverbal IQ.
I remember that. Yes.
That's tough to hear. That's like saying, you're kind of a dumb bitch. Now, it did say that I have an above average memory.
Well,
so there was some positives, but then when you look up the definition of nonverbal IQ.
Nonverbal. Okay.
It doesn't make you feel smart. It doesn't make you feel like your brain is okay.
What'd you come up with, Kevin?
Assesses intelligence through tasks that do not require language.
That's a lot of tasks.
That's... listen, I'll say this.
Uh-huh.
Thank God this career found you.
Yeah. It's so true.
Man, you and Kim K.
Yeah, neither of us are passing the bar.
But no.
I mean, but it doesn't just... I think you could feel this way about any part of your body. 23andMe also told me I'm not a likely sprinter. And that didn't make me feel good either.
Didn't it, though? That, you kind of knew that.
I gotta tell you, I didn't. I didn't. I thought, like, maybe my weight was keeping me from being a sprinter, but certainly...
But it was still on the table?
Yeah.
How about your heavy bones?
Did it say I have heavy bones too?
Yes, but also...
God,
like,
damn it!
You know, but you know, though, that you do, and like, that's not a sprinter build.
I don't... No. I don't... Yeah, maybe you're right.
All right, so let me ask you this, then.
Okay.
As somebody who has had a real medical blow just like Kim Kardashian, mm-hmm. if she was in this room, what piece of advice would you give her?
I'd say, Kim, get into radio.
Oh.
Okay, because it doesn't matter how broken your brain is, how stupid your body is.
Right.
As long as you can yap, you're good to go.
Yeah.
And I'd say, just look at your face. You're fine.
Do we think she's good at yapping?
Yeah.
Really?
I think she's considered a relatively charming person.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think they all kind of are, except for Courtney.
You would know more than me.
I mean, I've not heard her to be, like, weird. Like, we've never heard that rumor.
No, I've always just thought she was dull. But...
based on what?
Every interview I've ever watched with her.
I mean, she's pretty charming in interviews.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. So, Kim... Don't let those brain holes get you down. All right. First of all, it's Christmas time. Second of all, look at Katie thrive.
Yeah. Fill those holes with a holiday merriment.
Right.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
This next story takes us all the way to South Africa. Katie found an interesting story, and as you're listening to this, think about things in the Sacramento area that are landmarks, but not landmarks that we necessarily love. You'll find out why in a second.
So this South African town called, I hope I'm saying this right, New Bethesda.
Okay.
Okay. They had an unlikely mascot that they called Beverly. And Beverly was a mannequin that wore a bathing suit and stood in a water trough.
A water trough?
Mm-hmm.
Like something a horse drinks out of?
That's how it looks. Yeah, from what I can tell.
Okay.
Okay. The size of like a blow up above ground pool.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
The kind I'm talking about?
So many horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they believe multiple people stole Beverly.
Oh.
Because she was sturdily cemented to the bottom of the horse trough.
Oh.
So it couldn't have just been one person. And they are a wreck about it.
Huh. This was the town's landmark.
This was their mascot.
If do we have this set up for people to see, Kevin?
Yes.
What is it?
Text Africa to 916-909-1065.
Africa. Africa to 909-1065 to see it.
Now, they're calling it a dam that she's in. Please understand, it is a cement circle thing that is, again, the size of like a above ground pool that you could buy in a box.
I see.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So obviously everybody wants Beverly back, but I would like to pitch a different idea.
Okay. By the way, looking at this thing, it looks like what you would find in the backyard of a hoarder.
Yeah.
It yes. very much does.
Like right next to rusted cars.
Yeah.
You know, medical supplies.
So true. And please, everybody text that in so that you can see what I'm looking at, so you know that I'm not just crapping on this town. I truly want better for them.
Big fan of South Africa.
Well, sure. Yeah, yeah, why not?
Why not?
Maybe we can give them something in the same way that the French gave us the Statue of Liberty. Okay? That's what I want to... I want to bestow a monument or something onto them.
Yeah, yeah.
So that they can have something more pleasant to look at than Beverly. Maybe the big red tubes that are off of 80 in Roseville.
Oh, great example.
That super tall, apparently if you look down at it from a plane, it'll look like a rose. I've never had the opportunity.
Nobody has, because if you're in a plane that far from the airport.
Well, probably like a
helicopter.
Single prop plane.
Cool. Cool. I hate that thing. I think it's ugly. Great example. They can have that.
Okay.
They can have the castle on 80.
Ooh, I don't know that I'm ready to give that up.
Really? I find it a little embarrassing. Intriguing, but embarrassing.
Yeah, that's true.
What about that red bunny at the airport?
No!
Let's give him the bunny!
No! It's iconic, and no, we should. It's iconic for us, but now it's there.
Absolutely not.
You're not willing to part with it.
I love the red bunny.
Okay, okay. There's like a gas station with a cow that just like sits on the roof or something.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, we could give him that?
Sure, yeah.
There,
I mean, listen, Sacramento has some dumb stuff that we are sadly proud of.
First of all, I don't like to say that we have dumb stuff. We just have some stuff that's more desirable than others.
How about the big metal rooster in Fair Oaks?
Yeah, we could give them that.
That's dumb. Okay. I mean, they can have that. How about the stupid...
you're using a lot of negative...
Yeah. Well, because they're all things that we all know. They're landmarks.
Right.
But I think they're all kind of dumb. What's the big carousel? Not a carousel. The Ferris wheel, an old sack.
Oh, yeah. People don't really use that anymore.
No. Take that...
Iron horse from Safeway in downtown.
In downtown?
Yes!
Okay,
I don't know
that
why
one.
That's there. But people love to climb on it.
Now, there is Rufus the Cow
when
you're coming out of downtown, I think on 16th.
By the almond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's and, oh, but gosh, people do love Rufus. And it often says something kind of funny.
Somebody texted in, give them the portrait of Gavin naked, covered in sushi. They remember that one. That's priceless.
That's actually, that belongs to me.
Yeah.
Oh no, does it?
Yeah. It was a gift for you.
Okay, that belongs to me and that's worth money. So
it is
no.
worth money.
Okay,
yeah.
So no.
What about the beam?
No, Gavin, we can't. Don't
what
touch the beam.
What is wrong with
I'm just
you?
Putting it out
you're
there.
The
I'm
worst
saying.
Person.
That's
ever.
You're disgusting. 106.5
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She celebrated Black Friday by staying home and getting cozy. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I thought that was going to go in a very different direction.
Nope.
Okay.
We're talking to Melissa from Antioch this morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Congratulations on being caller 17 for Are You Smarter Than Katie? Jackpot's $240. I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
I sure am.
All right, Katie has left the studio, and away we go. Question one, Post Malone was the halftime performer at one Thanksgiving NFL game, and Jack White from the White Stripes was the performer for the Lions-Green Bay game. Well, he was joined by Eminem in a surprise and amazing mashup for that performance that went viral. Every Thanksgiving, two teams always play. The Lions is one team. Who's the other?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Question two. Macaulay Culkin is the star of the classic holiday film Home Alone, but that is news to his kids. They love the movie and they watch it all the time, but they do not know that that is their dad, and they don't believe it when they're told that it is. What is Macaulay Culkin's character's name in Home Alone?
Kevin.
Question three, Zootopia 2 was the number one movie of the weekend and number one with a massive record-setting premiere. It made $156 million domestically and $400 million internationally, putting it already over $500 million. Crazy. It is a very good movie, though, by the way. I'm going to have a review for it up on my Instagram today. Zootopia is about a cop duo of animals. What are those animals?
A bunny and a fox.
Question four, part one of the fifth and final season of Stranger Things premiered on Netflix on Thanksgiving, and it was massive, both in critical reaction and streams. Maybe too massive. For about 2 hours, it shut down Netflix, with tens of millions of people trying to stream it at the same time. They couldn't handle it. Who's the main villain of Stranger Things?
Vecna.
In question five, Mariah Carey has long been regarded as a big, loopy, and out-of-touch celebrity, and that was really on display in a video that she posted on Thanksgiving. She was asking her dinner guests to check out her $42,000 diamond ring that she had on over top of a black rubber glove as she was preparing food. Okay. If she bought that at a 50% off sale, what did she pay?
Oh, gosh. $20,000.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie and Melissa. What's going on in Antioch today?
Not much. I'm getting ready to go to work and take my daughter to school.
Where do you work?
I do Lyft.
You do Lyft? Oh, you drive for Lyft. Oh, great. Yes. Thank you very much.
Did you have a busy weekend?
It actually was a pretty good weekend, yeah.
I bet, yeah.
Where's your daughter go to school?
She goes to Park Middle School in Antioch.
And Park Middle School is the
home of the Fighting Peasants.
Oh.
Fighting Peasants?
Or yeah. Pheasants.
Pheasants.
Oh, yeah. Pheasants.
No, I said right. Pheasants. But okay. Pheasants is a lot more festive.
All right. Melissa is on hold. Here we go, Katie. You watch any football on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't, but it was on.
Post Malone was the halftime performer at one of the games, but Jack White from the White Stripes was the performer for halftime for the Lions-Green Bay game. And he was joined on stage by Eminem in a surprise and pretty incredible performance.
Yeah, that was cool.
That performance was awesome. Every Thanksgiving, two teams always play. The Lions is one team.
Oh.
And who is the other team?
The Cowboys.
That is correct. Wow.
I would not have known the Lions, though. So thanks.
All right. Question two. Macaulay Culkin is the star of Home Alone, but his kids don't know that. And they watch Home Alone all the time.
Okay.
They do not recognize him. And even when they are told that that is their dad, they do not believe you.
Have they never seen a childhood picture of their dad? Because it feels like they could just Google it.
It's funny. That actually came up in the audio where this story came up. And they have been shown childhood pictures. And they go, oh, that looks like Kevin.
That is hysterical.
Oh, I just blew it.
What?
Oh.
You just blew the answer.
I said, what's Macaulay Culkin's character's name?
Oh, Kevin McAllister. I was going to get that anyway.
Mm. You probably were, but I'll put an asterisk next to that one.
Great job.
Question three. Zootopia 2 was the number one movie over the weekend. Did you see it?
No, but we want to take the four-year-old for sure.
Great. It's a great movie. You go for a Disney children's film, you leave with a message about ethnic cleansing. I swear.
Okay.
It's a kid's version of why it's wrong to ethnically cleanse.
Well, good.
Yeah.
As long as it's not why it's right.
It made $156 million in America, but it made $400 million everywhere else, giving it already over a $500 million start to making profit. Wow. That's crazy. Zootopia is about a cop duo of animals. What are those animals?
A rabbit and a fox.
Yeah. And question four, part one of the fifth and final season of Stranger Things premiered on Netflix on Thanksgiving. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, boy. It's so good. So, so good.
I mean, I want to watch it, but I don't want to watch it without D-Lo.
Episode four, best episode they've had in the entire series.
Don't spoil it.
I didn't spoil it. I just said it was a really good episode. Anyway, though, it was so popular that it shut down Netflix for about 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the main villain of Stranger Things?
Vecna.
Vecna. Yeah. And question five, Mariah Carey, she's long been regarded as a little bit of a loopy cuckoo.
Yeah, but it's a lovable cuckoo.
And also very out of touch with the common man. And that was really on display in a video she posted on Thanksgiving, where she's asking her dinner guests to check out her $42,000 diamond ring that she was wearing over top of a black rubber glove as she was preparing food.
I gotta tell you, I don't find this wrong or offensive. I love that she's this way.
Speaking of the fighting peasants, anyway, if she bought that ring at a 50% off sale, what'd she pay for it?
$21,000.
Wow. Yeah, $21,000. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Final score, even with my screw up. You got 4, Katie got 5, but even with my screw up, it would have been a tie. So congratulations, Katie wins. But Melissa, you did great, though. In fact, there was like no hesitation. It was very clear you knew the answers. But anyway, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm just not smarter than Katie.
Hey,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Day.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. So, Katie had what some could describe as a wild weekend. And the reason is something that's been kind of a long time coming.
Has it?
I think so. You've, it's funny to put it this way. You've dabbled in drug use.
Okay, well.
But never really committed to it.
No.
You've said in the past when you've partaked with other people, you did not enjoy the experience.
Correct.
So she is never one to give up on a hobby. Say that sarcastically. She has given up on many, but she tried it again.
I had an edible this weekend.
Bitch!
An edible.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I will say, certainly more enjoyable than it has been for me in the past.
Okay.
In the past, there's a real sense almost immediately of, uh-oh, when do we think this is going to be over?
Oh,
no,
wow.
You don't want that.
No, and it is, again, almost instantaneous. I don't know if this is a lower dose. I don't know. But guys, I was on Mars.
Yes, did you like it?
Here's the thing. I liked it, but I can't be this person.
No,
I'm
you
sorry.
Can. You
no,
can.
She. I agree. Without even hearing this story, I agree.
I am so low functioning. Okay, the idea to me that there are people that take marijuana. Okay, and then like go out into the world and even like walk.
Mm.
Is harrowing to me.
Yeah. I know why you're saying that, but okay. Describe what your experience was like.
For me, I powered down completely.
First of all, who'd you do it with?
With Thilo, my boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just us. We just didn't have the kids.
Sitting in the house.
We're finishing Scandal.
Okay.
Oh, that's good to watch high.
I completely disagree. Doesn't look like it lends itself to that at all.
I gotta tell you something. You start seeing things through
yes!
a whole new lens. All right. You thought I had a three-dimensional mind before I did drugs? Wow. I could not stop eating.
Yes? Munchies?
I mean, I was ordering things for delivery.
Oh,
now I will say this.
Bad.
D-Lo had the nerve to be consuming his second ice cream sandwich while telling me not to order a real sandwich.
Okay.
I said, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
I probably didn't even say it. I probably just thought it.
Right. It probably came out like a Charlie Bone trombone. Womp, 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 womp.
And yet, let me tell you, got that sandwich, he couldn't have been happier.
Right.
He's like, this is the best sandwich I've ever had.
To be fair, he probably didn't understand what you were talking about prior to that.
I mean, he knew what I meant. He was just like, you know, we have sandwich stuff here. I go, F you.
Did you give him the Gavin quote? Sandwiches always taste better when somebody else makes them.
Yeah. At one point, I'm like laying on the couch. My feet are up on the sectional. Okay. I've got a dog to my left. He's to my right. There's no way for me to like put my feet down on the ground and stand up. So I am a turtle stuck on my back. Okay. And I'm like, oh God, I don't know how I'm going to get up. He's trying to roll me over him. I'm just laughing.
Uh-huh.
This is why it's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
And this is why I can't do it. What comes next? Cocaine?
You can't do the cocaine.
No.
No.
I don't even know where to get it.
Right. This is in the 80s.
Right.
You know? You sound like you had a great time, though.
I did.
Yeah, I was going to say, what part of this doesn't sound fun? See, here's the thing. I partake very rarely, and edibles scare the hell out of me. So I've never done an edible, and I don't really want to do an edible. I feel like I can regulate things much better if I smoke it.
So I have
Well, if I vape it, whatever.
I have to agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can, too.
What am I, a chemist? Milligrams? Get away from me. You and the Gummy Bear Corporation need to just go.
And I have to tell you, it does all feel wrong.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. I feel bad.
Well, Katie,
I feel like I'm so bad.
You're bad.
you had yourself another experience, that's for sure.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We all have loved ones that are no longer with us. It's sad. It's very sad. It's also part of life. However, what if we still had them? Okay. And there is something that has been created that allows us to still have a connection and a conversation with our dead relatives. Now, this is from an AI app called, I don't know how to pronounce this, Tuwa or Tuwei, but it's the number 2, W-A-I. And it lets users digitally interact with deceased loved ones.
Oh, my God.
Promoted as a, quote, living archive of humanity. What it does is it basically, you enter information about your loved one, and then just like all AI chatbots, it cultivates through usage and narrows it down to being the best experience that it can be.
So I could talk to Grandma Rita.
You could talk to an AI pretending to be Grandma Rita.
Would it sound like her?
That I don't understand.
Because
I guess
if I could get a robot to sound like Grandma Rita, I would give it all my money.
Kevin, would you use this?
No, absolutely not.
I figured you would be scared of it.
Yeah, and how would they get just them knowing about my ancestor's life and trying to pretend that? It's like, ugh, disrespect to my ancestors. Well,
fairness, there's no way you could teach a chatbot about your ancestors because you don't even know your grandparents' names.
Right. Oh, wow.
Well, am I wrong?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want to talk to the dead.
Okay. Well, you're not talking to
the good.
It's. I feel like it's almost worse. It's AI pretending to be
right.
The dead.
Oh.
I go back and forth on this because there's part of me that would love to have a conversation with my grandfather again. I would love that. But at the same time, though, I feel like my brain could never get past the fact that this feels cold and algorithmically, and I would just always know it's AI.
Yeah.
Now, however, because I feel like I am that person, I know for a fact that Katie can't be trusted with this technology.
Why? You think I'm going to get AI psychosis?
I think that you absolutely would have a day where you would come in here and be like, guys, sit down. I was talking to Grandma Rita. And then Kevin would be like, you were talking to Two-Way again, the AI app. And then you would get teary-eyed and say, stop being mean about her.
No, you know what I would say? I would say, she said you were going to say that.
And Grandma Rita, she has some great advice.
She does. What
and I think what I have to do is I think I'm going to put in my 2-week notice, guys. And then we'd be like, no, Katie, no, it's an AI. It's not real. It's not Grandma Rita. You're going to be, you don't know what we've done together.
Right. I'd say she can't hear you.
You get confused by AI slop.
Okay.
First of all, you get down rabbit holes of babies made of food eating the food that they are made of.
In a cartoonish way, I know that that is fake.
Right, but it still reaches you on an emotional level.
It does make me want to have a baby.
Right, okay?
Yeah.
But then there are other times where you're clearly looking at AI, and you have to ask your grandsons, Kevin and Gavin... You're like, guys.
I can't tell.
This boat caught a sea turtle, and then they pulled the sea turtle up. It started to cry, and I need you to tell me if this is real or not.
I have had to say, Kevin, is this real or not?
So many times.
They keep showing me homes, the most beautiful homes I've ever seen, just to find out they're made by a computer.
Right.
I can't ever have that because it's not real. It's a fantasy, just like Grandma Rita.
And we have to say to Katie, like, no, Katie, they did not build that giant mountain on the peak of Mount Everest. No, there's not a $15 million Airbnb over top of a waterfall that you can stay in.
They always have a tree growing right in the middle of the house. They built the house around the tree.
Guys, grizzly bears can't run for president, right? Because I saw one in a suit with a really compelling campaign ad, and I made a donation, and I feel like I got scammed, but I'm not sure because I love his policy.
It had an inviting smile.
Yeah. And listen, he's very pro gay marriage.
Of course, he's a bear.
So anyway, in conclusion, this is why Katie.
In conclusion, I'll tell her you said I.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.